So recently, back on August 26th of this month, it was National Dog Day. So this brought me back to a memory that I had of my dog Bailey. So I had arrived back in the house from putting up leftover Christmas decorations. It's almost the end of January, and I still have had wreaths up in the house. Jeez, I would figure I would have gotten everything down by the, 1st of January. But anyway, I discovered that my Shih Tzu Bailey looked dirty from playing in the dirt. I was so tired that day from putting out Christmas decorations that my feet were swollen. I discovered that my shoes had a surprise on them. I was not in the mood to bathe Bailey and deal with my messy shoes. Bailey snarled and gripped his paws as I tried to grab him to put him in the tub. I was mad and worn out while trying to take care of the house and Bailey at the same time. This was not going to be good. A black and white war was going to begin. I touched his sides once more and grabbed his furry body. Bella did not move or smile. I walked down to Mama's bathroom. I got out his shampoo and conditioner to clean him. Bella growled as I sat him down in the tub. I picked up Bella and got him in the tub. Then the warm water starts to run. I turned on the overhead shower to bathe him. I put water on Bailey, and he splashed water all over me. So Bailey, needless to say, was not a happy dog and was probably at that point eager and determined to get out of the tub. But I started to soothe Bailey and just rub his back and just to calm him down. So with that, he still wanted to drag and pull more at me. So all this became a tug of war trying to bathe the dirt and fleas off my dog. So shampoo splattered all over the curtains and my clothes. Water began, and so did a tug of war. A tug of war was on. I tugged and pulled him to get the shampoo and conditioner off. The metal rack full of our shampoo, razors, and soap fell into the tub. I started to yell, "Bailey, hold still, please. You will be in here forever," I exclaimed. Bailey cocked his eye and smirked. He had won the battle for sure. We were pulling and tugging with one another to get him clean. This was not over. Finally, Bailey got cleaned up from the shampoo and conditioner. So luckily the hair dryer was out already to dry him off. So I got out one of his towels to pat him dry before setting him back down on the floor. All of a sudden, a loud thump was made from the tub. Bailey splashed water on the cabinets, counters, and toilet. So my face turned red as I witnessed this horrific scene. His eyes caught my sight as he curled into a tight ball, shaking. Bailey had escaped, but my anger was rising. Next, the laundry room was the next destination. It was a safe haven from everyone. He raced to the laundry room as I chased him down the hall. Bailey made it to the air vent to get dry. So I started to feel really bad because I felt like this poor dog had got a little bit nervous when I was getting him out of the tub. So at that point, I just threw up my hands up in the air because I gave up the fight. The laundry room was the only thing on his mind. A black and white water extravaganza was made by the one and only Mr. Bailey. So I don't know what kind of experiences you've had with your pet trying to get them bathed and out of the tub, but this was sure one of a million experiences with Bailey that I hadn't witnessed before. So I think he had a little bit too much fun playing in the dirt that day. So luckily, I got him all cleaned up and dried and ready to go. So I would love to hear some of your dog stories as well, or cat stories too. I will see you on the other side.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.